Good morning. This is Leading Age DC, Leading Age Ohio, Leading Age Maryland, Leading Age Virginia, Tuesday Stand Up. Your lines have been muted for the presentation, but they will be unmuted after the presentation, and you'll be welcome to ask questions. Today, we welcome Natasha Bryant of the Leading Age Long-Term Support Center at UMass Boston, and she will be talking about the Retention Specialist Program, Creating an Agent of Change in the Nursing Home. Thank you, Natasha. Welcome.
Thank you, and good morning, and thank you for this opportunity to talk about the Retention Specialist Program. As many as you know, there is really a staffing shortage of unprecedented proportions. The decreasing labor pool and competitions from other industries have made staying fully staffed a continuum challenge for long-term care providers across the spectrum of services. And what we're seeing is direct care staff turnover has also been a serious problem for nursing homes. Some of the current national statistics on the average CNA turnover rate is around 40%. And these high turnover rates are particularly troubling because, as many of you know, certified nursing assistants provide most of the essential daily care for nursing home residents. And CNA turnover can really have a negative impact on staff. This can include things such as reduced employee efficiency, lower morale, working under chronic staff shortages, stress, and burnout. And in addition, it can create serious economic costs for the nursing homes, including both the direct and indirect expenses for recruiting new staff members, as well it can create quality of care issues. So there really is a pressing need for an innovative employee retention program that relieves some of these long-term services and support staffing problems, and those that are evidence-based and really cost-effective. And the goal of the Retention Specialist Program is really to address the causes of turnover. So this project tested the effects of providing a trained retention specialist in a nursing home who has both the expertise and the ongoing support to systematically address problems of low job satisfaction and resulting turnover. And even in nursing homes where there are human resource professionals, these individuals do not always have the training and expertise to evaluate, implement, and sustain retention programs. So there really were three reasons why this program thought that a specialized expert can really have a positive impact on retention. And one of the things that's really critical with this retention specialist position is critical is because it's unlikely that a one-size-fits-all intervention or program exists that in itself can bring about really dramatic long-term improvements in retention. There really are a wide range of factors in addition to compensation that affect retention. And using these off-the-shelf retention programs really without the ability to determine specific nursing home employee needs and preferences can really make these retention practices unsuccessful. And they're really, and another reason is a focus on specific programs is really tends to be less effective than a continuous approach that's integrated within the ongoing operations of the organization. And this is why some experts have recommended the role of a retention-oriented manager or really an internal consultant who can really be a strategist, interventionist, and innovator on staffing issues. And they can really then create strategies to build organizational commitment around retention. And finally, an empowered individual or champion can really play a role in organizational change. This champion is really important because this person can be a sponsor and vigorously promote a particular type of change and make it successful. And they really are one of the most crucial elements in the innovation process and really help it make it successful. So what this program did, this came out of our Better Jobs, Better Care program that was an initiative designed to improve the recruitment and retention of direct care staff. And this study used a control group design to really test the effectiveness of the retention specialist. So they had 16 nursing homes that implemented the retention specialist program and compared it to 16 sites that we call the control group who didn't implement the retention specialist and to compare the outcomes and to test whether this makes a difference. So the retention specialists really receive tools and ongoing support to conduct a needs assessment, to institute retention programs, and to evaluate the program's success, and then really modify them as needed. So this individual was expected to take a leadership role in the retention effort. This meant that they, as I mentioned, they really evaluated what do we need at our organization and what strategies will help us retain those direct care staff, and what are the resources that we need to implement that program. And then they really customized their retention strategy in the nursing home based on these needs. And they also really acted as a retention advocate, and as I mentioned, that key internal consultant on retention. So they communicated their confidence about the innovation, they built support for it, and then they really persisted in the face of any adversity as it arise. So if there were any pushbacks or problems, they really took that head on and tried to address those issues to get buy-in from everyone and bring everyone on board to making these changes at the organization. So what were the components of the program? One, they did go to a very intensive three-day training that was focused on implementing a range of promising strategies that would really help build a stable and high-quality workforce. So some of the programs they learned about are some peer mentoring programs and how the role of a peer mentor when someone comes new to the organization can help get them acclimated to the organization and really can help keep that employee and address any problems or concerns that might come about early on in starting at that organization. They also learned about communication and interpersonal skills, recognition and respect, really what fosters respect, how do you demonstrate respect through both formal and informal programs. They learned about work-life balances as well as improved supervision. So how do we really get those charge nurses to coach and supervise the frontline staff to really develop them and help them do their day-to-day work? And they also received training on a needs assessment methodology to select the most appropriate retention strategies. And as I said, it was really so they could customize their training and their retention efforts to what the assessment said was needed at that organization. So they tried to get to the root causes of the problem of why they were seeing turnover among their staff. And then based on that assessment, what are some strategies or what some programs that we can put into the organization that will help to address it? And as I mentioned, they really received ongoing support. So they had the access to the retention strategies. As I mentioned, the respect and recognition. They had management practices, structured career development, peer mentor programs, interpersonal skills, and work and family support. They also had a kiosk of support materials for staff, and this included information that could help some of the CNAs in supporting them, not only at the organization, but maybe issues that they faced in their personal lives. So they had information on financial well-being, healthy lifestyles, parenting, transportation, and childcare. So the retention specialist really took ownership of the program and, as I mentioned, had the motivation and expertise to make it successful. So what did they find in terms of the benefits of this program? One of the things that they found was that the average turnover rate dropped by 10% compared to 2.64% among comparable nursing homes without the retention specialist program. So this effect took really a whole year to manifest, where they really saw that big difference between those nursing homes that implemented the program and those that didn't. They also saw that there were stronger effects on three general ratings of nursing home characteristics. So CNAs were more likely to perceive a quality of effort by the nursing home to keep employees. So that really improved that perception of what their nursing home was doing to keep employees, improved in those organizations that implemented the program and declined in the control homes. They also saw improved perceptions of quality care as well as the quality of administration. And the program also appears to have had a stronger effect in larger versus smaller nursing homes. Overall job satisfaction improved more in larger treatment nursing homes in comparison to the control group, and the perceived efforts by the nursing home to retain staff became higher in larger nursing homes for treatment as opposed to the control. And I should mention they didn't see any differences between the treatment and control on all measures. While they did in the beginning see a slight decline in the likelihood of the CNA saying they would quit their job in the treatment group, they really did see a rebound between the months of 6 to 12, so that gain was not sustained over the 6 months of the project. And they also didn't really find any differences in job satisfaction or job stress. And one of the possible reasons might be that a higher dosage of this retention specialist program, which only was implemented for a year before the evaluation, may be necessary to bring about stronger effects. In terms, as I mentioned, they had a wide range of really evidence-based programs that were shown to make a difference in the outcomes of retention and keeping staff. There were several programs that were implemented, but some of the top programs that were put into place at these nursing homes were peer mentoring, respect and recognition, communication skills, and management changes. While we did see a lot of success with these programs, there were some challenges in putting this program into place. One was actually turnover at different levels and different positions within the organization. About 40% of the nursing homes changed at least one top management person, and about 27% of the nursing homes changed the person who was assigned to be the retention specialist. So this really did affect the success of being able to see any differences and positive outcomes based on the strategies and how the strategies were implemented. And there was also variation in the degree they could allocate resources for retention program. As I mentioned, the larger nursing homes were generally able to implement more programs and allow the resource specialists to devote more time to the program. And a final challenge was that while there was this honeymoon period and the nursing home really were supportive of the retention specialist, over time we found that the person in that position felt more increasing pressure to return to normal duties. So it really made it more difficult for them to carve out the sufficient time for specific retention activities. So that was another challenge. But based on what we found and looking at some of the lessons learned of what would make this program more effective and how could we help other nursing homes and thinking about putting this program into place to help them be successful. And some of the key lessons learned were, one, you have to really tailor the program to the community. There's not a one-size-fits-all program, and nursing home will be most successful if they tailor the retention strategies really to what the needs are of the community. So it's really understanding what are the issues and concerns that are occurring at that nursing home, and then what strategies will fill that gap and help address those issues. And as I mentioned, it's really more effective to focus on a continuous integrated approach to retention within the ongoing operation of the organization rather than one specific program or training. And they also found that a lot of these retention specialists needed ongoing support and some of these periodic booster training sessions to really help maintain momentum after the initial retention training. The team approach is better. As I mentioned, there was turnover in the retention specialist position. So really training a retention team than rather a single specialist may be a more effective approach. A retention team approach can include the direct care worker. It can include a nurse supervisor, director of nursing, administrator, and others. And this approach can really provide opportunities from input from all staff, so you would get to hear the direct care worker's input on what they think might be effective. It also helps spread the workload and as well as lessens the impact if one team member leaves the organization. And then finally, there's really you need administrative buy-in. The most common challenge implementing the retention intervention was turnover and administrative staffing, so you need the buy-in from top management that that program will continue if that administrator leaves the organization. So that, I just wanted to briefly present on the retention specialist program. That's one option for folks who may be struggling with maintaining their direct care staff. And again, this is really about determining what are the needs of your organization, what are the needs for your staff, and figuring out how you can address it with a team that really is focused on retention strategies. Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha.